All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go.
Alright folks, we're back, second hour of the American Awakening. So Winters, like your host with my guest Daryl from Alabama, riding shotgun. Now, before I get back to this, they were leaving on a jet plane, folks. They never made it to their destination because we know there were passengers on that jet. But before we get back to this, let me remind everybody, okay, I'm trying to raise a few bucks for Tom LaCavara while he's staying up there. If he could have stayed with the Hammonds, he could have stayed free, but now he's stuck in a room that's costing him close upwards of $100 a day, and I'm trying to collect enough money to get him through to his court date. So if you guys can see your way clear to drop $10.50 to his PayPal account, I would certainly appreciate it. I'm going to contribute $100. Email him at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. Email at discerner, discerner, 12000@yahoo.com, and I will correspond with you, or Tom will, as to the PayPal account. He'll send it to you, and you can send a donation. I'd strongly appreciate it. Let's get back to the show. Francis in North Carolina, did you have something else you wanted to ask?
Yes. In brief, my question is this.
Okay.
The walls of the Pentagon are either constructed of brick, granite, and or metal. Question is, which type of material is the Pentagon constructed of?
Daryl, do you know?
Granite. Special granite.
All the way through.
Granite.
Okay.
Well, the outer casing was granite. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much, fellas.
All right, thanks, Francis. In talking about that, I mean, 150-foot wide jet going into a 40-foot hole, that's a little bit out of the norm as well, Daryl, don't you think?
Well, it's some more of that magical mathematics, you know. any reason to believe the story. I just wanted to mention one thing about Tom LaCavara and what you said earlier. If anybody wants to call in and match Michael's $100, I'll match them at $100. And all you got to do is just say you'll do it.
And that's the case. Folks, just call into the network and make a pledge, because I will go by your pledge, and I will put the money in his account and let you send me a check. Because what we're trying to do is get this guy in a position where he's not being, you know, carted around. He may have to go back to the halfway house. We want to get him out of there. We want to get him down to Arizona and get him stabilized. So we're not talking about a lot of money here. We're talking about $700, of which I'll put up the first 100, so that makes it 600. Okay, and what did you say, Daryl? If somebody puts up 100, you'll match it or whatever?
Absolutely. That'd be $300 right there. Yep.
Okay, folks. Do me a favor, give me a call at 800-313-9443. If you make a pledge, I'll tell you where to send your check or money order. You can send it to me at my house, okay? And I will. I'm going to throw in 100 to Tom. Anything that you guys call in with, Daryl's going to match up to $300, which he'll put in the other three, and we'll get this over with. You know, folks, I don't like asking for money. John doesn't like asking for money. But if one of us were in the same situation, would we not all band together and help out our fellow brother? You know, that's all I'm asking for. Because I do have a plan B, and if I have to use it, I will. But if I do, you're going to find out after the fact he was that I'm the guy with the weight of the world on my shoulders with this. There's reasons for why I'm asking for this, folks, and I know I can't share it all with you because we're dealing with these lunatic probation people and feds up there in Oregon, and they're not easy to deal with. The only reason I'm giving you as much information as I am is because they're not listening to my show, but they are listening to Tom LaCavera's show, which means he has to be tight-lipped. It's a chess game, folks, and it's disgusting. Anyway, Daryl, all right. let's get back to this. All right, so PSYOPs as a whole, Daryl. I mean, you know, you've been a listener for X amount of time with me. I know you listen to other programs. I've heard you call in on another network. You know, and the nice thing about RBN is the listening audience is as awake as the hosts are. Some even more so. You know. With that, I want to shift gears here and move off to other PSYOPs. But before we do that, Daryl, let's go to Murray, Wisconsin. Murray, you're on with Michael and Daryl. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Murray.
We're doing well.
Your chat room, The American Awakening, .tango.com, that boat lift, there's a very good, has a million and a half, more than that, views about the boat lift. That was in Bayonne. And then in 2006, on September 11th, the Russian government, well, the Russian people to the American people, put a beautiful monument there. The Russian artist wanted it there because of the boat lift. You never hear about that either. Beautiful teardrop. I put videos and links in your chat room about that, and I can email them if you would like.
Yes, please do.
And eight and a half million views. 8.5 million views. 12 minutes.
Yeah, and I know I don't. Yeah, I don't advertise. You know, theamericanawakening.chatango.com. I know I should. I just keep okay, but there's a whole lot of great content that Merm puts in there. I think a few other people put it in there as well. So go in there and have a look. I'm going to go in and have a look because I never heard about the boat lift till today.
Whoever's chat room, I try to follow if I'm on the radio show. And Robert Raybould, I noticed this last Sunday night, was saying if somebody wants to put this in the chat room or that, because I do that regularly, pictures or links, whatever. But like I said, there's both a links and a shorter video about the 9/11 teardrop. Both would be actually good to play on air. But the boat lift, people need to see this and this monument. And like you said, you know, we're not told about any of this. They want to keep us in fear. That's how they rule. That's what terror
right.
is.
What did you say, the 9/11? You said the 9/11 T-E-A-R?
Yeah, T-E-A-R drop. It's a big teardrop in a monument. It's beautiful. It's just gorgeous. It's hanging there. It's down there in Bayonne. You know,
okay.
But the reason,
all
like
right.
I said, the Russian artist wanted it there was because of the boat lift. And it's 8.5 million views on this boat lift video. So YouTube will probably
my gosh, it. Okay. Okay. All right, well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
Huh?
Okay. Now, Joe in Arkansas is sending $50 to me for Tom. Okay, so there's $50 out of your pocket, Daryl, so that makes $200. All right, we got $500 to go. Now, for Joe in Arkansas, I am going to type in my address to my board operator, my engineer, and I'd like for you to send it back to this address, okay? I don't want to put it out over the air. Let's see. I'd have people knocking
Michael?
On my door, probably. Just a second.
Michael,
yes.
I also put all the information for Tom in your chat room, his email and the PayPal and everything. So you can pick that up.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah. So if people just come to your chat room, and you don't have to be signed into it. You can just, you know, get an anonymous number and pick up whatever links you want.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. And Joe, do me a favor. Joe in Arkansas, do me a favor. Call into the and give Dan or call Dan and I just Skyped my address for you to mail me a check and I'll go ahead and put that 50 in Tom's account right away. But call at 800-724-2719 extension 3 and Dan will give you my mailing address and just go ahead and drop a check in the mail and I'll go ahead and put that in Tom's account as soon as the show's over today. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it. So. Daryl?
Can I say one more thing?
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell Daryl thank you for being on. I'm enjoying hearing his voice. It sounds like I'm on a long plane ride with a calm voice. We're going to crash in 2 minutes, but don't worry. But he used to be on Roger Sales radio show a lot on Truth Frequency radio. That was very good repertoire also.
I didn't? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, no wonder he sounds like a talk show host. Okay. All right.
Well,
all right,
hey, Merv, I just wanted to say something to Merv there. You mentioned fear, And this is a very interesting thing, what they use to control us with. And it's really interesting what FEAR stands for. It's an acronym, which is Fantasized Experiences Appearing Real. And, and that's what happens to people's minds, is they fantasize about something that hasn't even happened, and they respond to that emotionally. So,
yeah, be the opposite end of that. Stop consuming the Talmud stream media, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right. Well, got it. Okay. By the way, go ahead. By the way, I just typed in my address. I'm sorry. I just typed in my address. So Joe in Arkansas, it's not 95. The zip code is not 952. It's 85207. Okay, 85207. So if you call 800-724-2719, extension 3, ask Dan will pick up the phone. He'll give you the address and go ahead and send the check to that address. Thank you again, Joe. Okay, so Murr, are you still there?
I'm here, she's but gone. I can go.
Okay. Oh. Well, if you've got something else you want to add there. Go ahead.
I just would really like people to look at this, you know, whether they go to YouTube or not. It's Boat Lift, An Untold Tale of 9/11 Reliance. It's spelled funny.
Right.
Okay.
Boat Lift, An Untold
Resilience.
Tale.
I'm sorry. Resilience. It is spelled correctly. Okay. Resilience. Boat Lift, An Untold Tale of 9/11. Tale of 9/11 Resilience. And the 9/11 Teardrop Monument built by Russia. Hidden. That's very good, too.
Teardrop. Okay. All right. I'm writing it down.
9/11 Teardrop.
All right. Thank you, Mira.
And I can email them if you'd like. Would you want them emailed or not?
Yes, that would make it easier for me. Because as soon as I get through with this, I have to go put my umpire cap on and go umpire a baseball game. So, I'm three different hoops here. Thanks, Mira. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. So there's two other little tidbits there, Daryl, that we get to look at. The Boat Lift, An Untold Tale of 9/11, and also the Teardrop Monument, which nobody's ever heard of. I've never heard of it. A few people have, I guess, but
well,
you know, I thought I knew.
I've heard of the.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard of the Teardrop, and it's beautiful. It was a great expense and much honor that the Russian people brought that to America to show honor and respect for what happened there. And it was hidden. They literally found a place on the docks where they could hide it behind a bunch of barriers. So that's why you never heard of it.
Yeah, it's those darned Ruskies. You know? Those terrible Ruskies that are interfering in everything. It just goes to show you that after the fall of the wall, you know, and the collapse of the USSR, I mean. The Russian people are much more, they have much more freedom than we do. I mean, it's complete reversal of things. And, you know, speaking of these, I want to kind of shift gears out of 9/11 and go into this latest, this Florida school shooting. You know, what are your thoughts on this David Hogg fella, Daryl?
Well, my meter, just sizing him up and watching him speak, and he's very composed, and he's way too slick, is what it is. that's the simple answer. He's too refined and too polished and too composed. And he's a really good actor, sort of. That's what I think of it.
Well, yeah, he's a 17-year-old kid. And by the way, again, on Tom Lacovara's show, and this is where I learned this, folks. I'm a listener as well as a host, just like Daryl is. Daryl is now a host. But anyway, you know, in looking at this, here's a guy that is, by his own admission, wants to be a reporter, an announcer. He wants to work for CNN. Either that or he wants to go into the FBI. And I think they groomed this guy at an early age. I saw a video clip of him on being interviewed by CNN next to Dan Rather, and he was asking Dan Rather ever had any tips for him as to how to become a good, you know, journalist. Not a journalist, but a pundit. And Dan Rather told him, you need to get proficient in writing. Well, yeah, obviously, here's a 17-year-old kid that at 17 years old, you're easily manipulated, and you're being fed, the spotlight here. And, of course, he's eating it up. So you can't really blame the kid. If we were 17 years old and they approached as naive as we were back then, would we not do the same thing, Daryl?
Oh yeah, I'm quite sure that we could be persuaded and programmed to do that with zealotry, and even be convinced that we were doing a good things, even if we knew that there was a subterfuge and we were being patriotic and to believe a lie. But you know, I would just propose to people to ask yourself a question: are we prepared to allow a young man who's not even at the age of majority to influence our decision making on critically important decisions? I vote no.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I found this out again on Lacovera's show last night. I did a show. You may have listened, I'm not sure, on Planned Parenthood. It was last week, I believe. And I come to find out last night that all of these different groups are throwing this money at this kid in his whatever foundation or whatever he's got set up, you know, advocating gun. One of them is Planned Parenthood. I mean, seriously? Here's a group that is funding a gun-grabbing group. Why? So the teenage girls can, and they can go in and allow them to abort them and then sell the body parts? Is this a loss leader to future business for Planned Parenthood? I mean, what's going on here, Daryl? This is ridiculous.
It's the same old PSYOP. Yeah, it's the same old PSYOP that they employ all the time. And we all know that if we're objective about our own selves, is that if we allow it, our emotions will betray us. And this is these are very sophisticated people that understand how to work on people's emotions, and this destroys their critical thinking skills, and then they control the narrative, and the narrative is what they use to control your perceptions, and that turns into your reality, and then the herd picks that up, and they run with it, and then they stampede. And I think I was just describing democracy there. Was that democracy? Yeah, that was democracy.
Yeah. I don't know. As you're talking, I'm seeing Kimberly from South Jersey. Now listen closely to this, Daryl. Kimberly from South Jersey just matched Joe in Arkansas's $50 donation to Tom, so she will be mailing. Okay, Kimberly, do me a favor. Again, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Talk to Dan. He's got my address. Go ahead and send it. Because you already got it? Okay, great. Because I am going to, these pledges, I'm trusting you, the listener here, because I'm going to go ahead and put this in Tom's PayPal account as soon as this show ends before I go to work. So right now, I've got $100, Joe in Arkansas, Kimberly from South Jersey, Daryl in 100, I've kicked in 100, so we're up to 300, okay? Thank you so much, guys. Let's keep it going throughout the end
wow.
of the show. We've only got 400 more to
Thank
collect,
you.
And it's over. Yeah, go ahead.
That's awesome.
No, I'm happy for that because again, I have to reiterate. You know, the people don't know what's going on behind the scenes and the work that RBN has put in for trying to get this kid out of this horrendous situation. I call him in his 30s, I think, out of this horrendous situation. I mean, it's being locked in. Imagine as awake as we are, Daryl, and folks, you and the listening on. As awake as you are, and awake as Tom is, imagine being in this hellhole of these people that all have the same mindset of these gun-grabbing liberals. Could you trying to survive in that situation and keep your cool? I mean, seriously. You know, getting back to the PSYOP for a moment here. Yes, all of this. Now, I don't know. I mean, the eyewitness, the teacher says, oh, she saw a guy that looked like a cop. She thought he was a cop, had a full garb and had a mask on and so forth. Nobody really identified this Nicholas Cruz to begin with. They caught him an hour and 15 minutes later, something like that, a mile away in a McDonald's or outside a McDonald's. I mean, the body that this kid had was MK Ultra-ish. He didn't know what was going on. He was nothing but a setup
no.
as a patsy for these guys that ran out. You know, did you see that? The guy,
oh, yeah.
The four guys running out.
Oh, yeah, the four guys got the pickup. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I hear the music coming up. Let's continue this after the break. We'll be back. Second three, Michael's American Awakening with my shotgun riding buddy, Daryl from Alabama. Be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And I just got a message here. Are you ready for this? I got to add this up, Daryl. Jerry in Chicago is kicking in $200 for Tom in the mail. Okay? That's $250, wow. $300, $400. You're on the hook for $300, so boom, we just collected $700. How about that?
Well, I guess this has been a very productive day.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. And by the way, I want to put it out over the airwaves. I want to give, because there's a lot of stuff to cover, I'm very impressed. I was impressed with you on the phone when I finally got the opportunity to call you, Daryl. And I'm very impressed with your delivery. I'm very impressed with your knowledge. And some of you may remember many, many years ago that I had a caller that called into my show. He used to call in on a regular basis, and finally, I actually gave him a co-host spot on my show on Fridays, and that was Don Nikoloff. I'm also the guy that ultimately got convinced John Stadtmiller to put Alan Watt on the air, among another of other hosts. So I'm going to put out the invite to you, if you'd like to ponder it or whatever, Daryl, that you may want to come up on my show once a week and be a co-host with me on one day a week. What do you?
Well, I'll, yeah. Well, wow. That's Well, I wasn't expecting that, but thank you very much. I will seriously consider that, and I really appreciate you tendering that offer to me. Thank you very much.
I meant it sincerely,
sir. Captain Michael.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, so anyway, yeah. So getting back, so we got this covered. Jerry in Chicago, I want to thank you absolutely so much. Daryl is now on the hook for $300. We got another $50 from Amy. No, excuse me. It was Kim. It was Kim and also Joe in Arkansas. So we've just got him $700. All right. Anyway, let's get back to this for a minute. And I want to reiterate, imagine, folks, all of us being awake Americans, all of us, you know, not necessarily left or right at all, but just seeking truth. Imagine putting you do if I locked you up in a cage and I shipped you downtown in a cage to, say, Tempe, Arizona, next to ASU, where there's a whole bunch of liberal thinking bozos, and that's all you have to talk to. Would that not drive you nuts, Daryl? Would it drive you nuts? You had no platform. You had no, you know, format. You had nothing to nobody to talk to except people who agree with absolutely nothing that you say. How do you think you mentally, Daryl?
I think that after a period of time, I would probably self-censor myself and start self-censoring and stop talking and become an introvert and closed off. I mean, that's that would be it'd be like a mental spiritual prison is what it would turn into. And I mean, that's just my initial response to that. I mean, if I was trapped there and I couldn't get away, that's probably what would happen. Just
well,
to
yeah,
survive
that's what,
the torture.
And that's exactly what you just described directly what he did. He was locked up in solitary confinement for most of the time, but around people that were, you know, had no thoughts along the same. We're coming up on here on a break here in just a minute, but before we go to break, and I'll hold her over if need be, let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, you're on with Michael and Daryl. How are you?
Yes, I consider myself well informed on 911, but I only found out about that boat lift thing probably about a year ago. But this is why. Now, if you notice, every press conference is like the fire department will be going, "Oh, y'all in the police department, y'all done such a fine job," and they're going like, "Oh shucks, no, it's you, Steve. Y'all did such a fine job." They don't give credit. See, that those boat lifts is the same thing I'm thinking of. It was how all the citizens, like, across, like, in Brooklyn or whatever, saw what was going on. They used their private boats. It was private citizens going over there, ferrying people back and forth. And, see, they don't want you to know that. It's they only give credit to our public servants. And another thing, too, I hadn't heard about the teardrop and how they hit it. They don't want you to know about anything positive, especially a so-called enemy does, like Cuba. It's at Global Research right now. During Hurricane Katrina, Cuba offered doctors and free medical supplies, but Bush would not accept them. He let people suffer and die instead because they don't want you to know Cuba has one of the best healthcare systems in the world with lower infant mortality than us, and they all have great teeth because they get dental too. But the thing is, they don't want you to know that. Castro was used to send his medical teams to these hard-hit areas all over the world, and he's been doing it since the 1960s. But anybody that is, quote, our enemy, they inhibit us from finding out anything good those people do in order to get us to hate people, you know, and manipulate us, you know, for their purposes. So, yes, you'll notice they hide anything good, and all the only people they ever give credit to are the government employees. They'll thank them to death and pat each other on the back forever. But see, that's why you never heard about the boat lift. That was the private.
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Renee. Got to let you go. Going to a break. Be back in a few minutes, folks. Michael Herzog with American Awakening and Daryl, my shotgun writing partner.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or...
Back with American Awakening, Michael Herzog, your host, my special guest, riding shotgun with me, Daryl in Alabama. Boy, you're butchering my favorite song there, Dan. I don't know, it's speeding up and slowing down, speeding up. Anyway, it looks like we got another pilot in the mix listening to us today. Daryl, I got an email from C.M. Lee, and 727, 389 knots at 5,000 feet, 447, 35 miles an hour, 398 knots at 10,000 feet, or 7 miles an hour, and 0.9 Mach above 5,000 feet. That's a 727. And mode B, when flight weight exceeds, I know, I'm breaking up a little bit. Okay. Flight weight exceeds 172,000 pounds, or ZFW exceeds 136,000 pounds, operate in mode B for the entire flight, VMO 350 knots at sea level, or 402 miles an hour. Have you digested all that, Daryl?
I did, and I appreciate him being very specific. Earlier in the program, we were talking in generalities, not to, you know, over-technify everything, but he's exactly right and spot on. The 727 was a pilot's airplane. It took a special took a special cat to fly that thing consistently. Very tough airplane to land, extremely fast, very fast airplane.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. So that brings me back to square one, because I was going to ask you a question. We got loaded up with phone calls here. I'm going to in just a second here, but again, I want to put out a great thank you to everybody that donated to the cause. We've reached the goal. Wasn't a lot. I actually called Tom during the break. I got voicemail, so he must be off doing something. I was going to ask him to come up and thank you guys personally. If I can't get a hold of him, doesn't call me before the show's over, which I asked him to do, call me ASAP, I will have him up on the air tomorrow, and he will give you his personal thanks, folks, because Tom and I are working together on this to get him out of that nightmarish situation. So now back to this. Okay, we covered this, Daryl, that, you know, at the time it happened, and it was a traumatic experience. Everybody, pilots included, were so traumatized that we didn't even, you know, our rationale just went out the window. We were beating the drums on going on after those bad Muslims over there that attacked us, Al-Qaeda. But that was then. This is now. All right? So now, school of people, and I know, I'm sure you're associated with, or at least have been, you know, a number of pilots. What is their viewpoint of it now?
Well, you know, I'll be tactful here and say that most of them consider it to be an inside job and a false flag, and or a controlled operation. Almost across the boards, I really don't know any pilots at this point in time. And my best friend is a current pilot with Southwest. He came in last night after we talked, and we sat there for 2 hours and talked to Michael. And it's pretty much a consensus. Now, you won't hear a lot of pilots publicly talk about this because they're still guarding their paycheck and trying to, and there's, you know, they don't want to draw a lot of attention and publicity, and there's things that they're prohibited. They're actually censored by their company that they can talk about. But in private, it's pretty much as close to unanimous as you can get, particularly in the airline community, that that this is the story wasn't as it was proposed, put it that way. We mentioned last night when we were talking that I spent a lot of time in a simulator, in sophisticated simulators, when we had spare time, and I know dozens of pilots that have attempted under simulator conditions to try to hit those towers simulated. And these simulators are very precise, and I don't know anybody that's ever been able to do it. So, and we're talking about pilots with over 20,000 flight hours. So,
right, and it's the same consensus with me of the pilots that I know behind the scenes. And of course, you know, you have to cut them a break for paychecks because of the backlash that they would get, you know, from the airline industry as a whole. I mean, it's obviously a deep, dark secret. It's like the elephant in the room that nobody knows about, you know. You're working for a big airline. You're putting your job, you're putting your reputation on the line by making, you know, a statement like that. But behind the scenes, and I'll give you a statistic. You know, as you know, I Uber, and I pick up probably, when I'm working, 12 and 20 people a day. And sometimes more. And the overall consensus when the topic is touched upon of 9/11, getting into these conversations on a semi-regularly basis with these people of all ages and all walks of life, now in the public, even in the mainstream, you know, polluted minds of people that drink the Kool-Aid, they still either don't believe it, they do not believe that 9/11, they don't believe the official story, they have serious questions about it. And I'm talking about way better than half the people. Now, I ran into a couple of the other, it was last Friday night, I think, that we got into the discussion. I brought that up, and I could tell the guy's, you know, his demeanor got kind of cold, and he just said, well, you know, I don't think I agree with you there. And I could tell right there that he was a Kool-Aid drinking American. But the vast majority of people are aware of it. It's not a question of the majority aware of it. Something needs to be done about this, because all of this, our entire existence now, 9/11, is being built on lies. We are not living in a comfortable environment anymore. We're keep shoveling this fear at us, Daryl. Okay, constantly they keep pulling off these false flags, like Florida, like Omar Mateen and the Pulse nightclub, you know, like Sandy Hook and a multitude of other of these, and it continually perpetuates these people to be fearful, and they're trying to make the dumbed down mind numb public fearful of guns, which is totally ridiculous. Because this Ohio sheriff, did you hear? And again, I go back to Tom Lacovara's show last night. This Ohio sheriff spoke out, and he's talking about protecting the Second Amendment and training these teachers in the schools and offering training free of charge to teachers and schools to learn how to shoot a gun and to carry on premises. Now, I think that's a brilliant idea, because an society is a peaceful society, Daryl. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I'd absolutely agree to buttress your... That man's premise and what you just said. I don't know if the radio audience is aware of this, and I'm not really giving any secrets away, but after that 9/11 event, the TSA, with Department of Homeland Security, initiated a program where pilots were evaluated and trained and carry to this very moment, or you're stepping on an airplane, that guy up there has probably got a 40 cal strapped to his side, and that all came about ostensibly for the purpose of protecting the jurisdiction of the cockpit. I was one of those guys, went through that training. Have you noticed that nobody's ever really been able to break the sacred boundary jurisdiction of the cockpit since then? Makes perfect sense to me. Right.
Well, it makes perfect sense to any rational thinking, you know, individual. But the people that we're dealing with aren't rational. These people have they are gun. And you know what the sad?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know, the logical thing about their illogicalness is that they have all the answers. They really do. But the problem with all their answers is it's the wrong question. And this goes to the PSYOP of some of the theme of what we're talking about today, Michael, is that if you are building your premises on the wrong question, how's that going to work out? In the end, these are logical fallacies with circular reasoning that support, here's the thesis, okay, is that they have a solution and they're looking for the problem. They have a solution, the solution is, and now they have to create the problem. This is all this is.
So it's the cart ahead of the horse. It's reverse thinking. It's inverse thinking. I'll use the words of David Icke, which I'm trying to folks. If anybody has the contact information for David Icke, please submit it to me or give it to Dan, my board op, and call in, because that's one of the people I get a hold of and I want to have up on my program. It's called inversion. It's reverse logic, and you know, and it's so ridiculous, their logic, Daryl, because, you know, there's more people per year that die in car accidents than do from guns. So do we ban cars? There's the obesity in Walmart is over the top. Do we ban forks? I mean, come on. You know, guns don't kill people. People kill people. A gun is nothing more than a tool which could be used for good or bad. And even if they were able to carry out their agenda and ban every gun on the planet, these people that are committing the don't play by the rules or adhere to the law anyway, so that wouldn't stop anything. So how can those type of arguments fall on deaf ears, Daryl? Are you with me, Daryl?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now, Michael?
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Well, it supports what makes people comfortable. This is how it works. This narrative that's been supplied for them requires them not to do anything except comply. There's the three C's. They're compliant, complacent, or complicit, and all of these things result and you being comfortable if you follow the narrative and not challenge it, don't confront it. Confrontation is and being critical is uncomfortable for most people because it requires them to confront not only their own thinking but other people. And, you know, you just can't be nice when you're doing that, I guess. And everybody wants to be nice. This is what I call mandatory tolerance. You know, it's not of your will's being taken away from you, your self-determination and your will. Now, doesn't that all of a sudden sound like tyranny? A comfortable tyranny.
So, well, taking a step forward, let's look. Yeah, but that's pretty good, you know. As I talked before, I think you'd make a good talk show host. But anyway, you know, fast forwarding a little bit, let's just say, let's speculate for a minute, and don't hammer me on this, folks. But let's just speculate, you know, on the negative. Let's just say that they succeeded. Well, who was that? Who was that woman that one of the senators said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them, Dianne Feinstein, right? Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Okay, so let's say that we got caught in a weak moment, and all patriots across the board, and everybody in the said, "Okay, Dianne Feinstein, we're going to turn them all in. Here you go, and we're going to fill up the whole White House with every gun we have." All right, and we do that. Do they do next?
Let's see.
That's when the crap really hits the fan. Because go ahead.
It's called the Bolshevik Revolution. For anybody who's interested, that's what happens.
Well, and I've said so many times on my program before, and I know you know this, Daryl. Okay, we're in phase two. Look at all of these false flags and all these psyops that are being perpetrated all the way across this country. And, you know, even when I played that tape yesterday of Deborah Tavares, you know, she's claiming that these fires in California were started by the same people. Agenda of getting rid of the people were in that specific locale, and you know, doing their revitalizing, if you will, Rockefeller and Rothschild, that specific locale, making these people who had million-dollar homes homeless, making them stay with relatives and so forth. Okay, but if you can imagine, if they take all of our guns, that's phase two. All right, the resilient housing, that's phase two. But what's phase three? Who is their real enemy? Their real enemy isn't the, you know, the gear shifting bozo that's manufacturing widgets. The real enemy is the people that can see and know their game. All right? Right, and we are the threat to them because we have the intellect to be able to at times break through the propaganda that they pervade upon the mind numb public and wake people up. They don't want that happening. In the documents of the silent weapons for quiet wars, they specifically state, and I'm going to get to this sometime this week, folks, but they specifically state in there that they want the public dumbed down, which is why they put forth No Child Left Behind and Common Core. They don't want them to know anything. They don't want them to even have the intellectual ability to question their slavery. And this has been a plan that's gone on for a long time. So, do know, Daryl, like us, okay, wouldn't they want to eliminate us as soon as possible? And the gun is the second or the first step to the second step of doing so. Would you not agree?
Well, that's very accurate deductive reasoning, particularly if you have a sense of history. As Patrick Henry said, one of his famous quotes, "I know no other way to predict the future than by the history or studying the past." And the interesting thing is the farther you look back into history, the farther in the future you can see. And we don't really have to look much back past 100 years. Every communist Marxist takeover, whatever it looks like, the same methods and machineries at work, we're rapidly, depending on how the next year or so goes, we're rapidly approaching what's considered an escalating period of violence in a socialist Marxist takeover. And time is short. And we really need to be we need to gird ourselves with knowledge and think a little old school. Think about think about being independent and not obeying and not complying and not asking for permission. And I'm a very much a remedy-oriented sort of guy, and I like to talk about things and study things, but then I have to go do something. And so there's a lot of little things that you can do to disassociate yourself from their system, and that's empowering. It breaks down the fear once you start to do that. So.
Well, it's very interesting, your thought processes there. Now, we're coming up to the last break, and we're going to have about four or five minutes left at the end. I want to talk just a little bit about the censorship that's going on with YouTube and these people that are being kicked off. Tom Lacovara is one of them. Mike Rogers, Health Ranger. I found out he's kicked off. Alex Jones is in lawsuits over this right now. Okay, we're going to take the break. We'll come back. I'll let Daryl comment on that, and let's see if we can find any solution to this between our cognitive minds, folks. Stick around, more to come.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thank you.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun with my special guest, Riding Shotgun, Daryl in Alabama. Daryl, we got a caller on the line I'm going to go to real quick. Tommy in Tennessee, you're on with Michael and Daryl. What's on on your mind, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen there, Daryl and Michael. I just want to put my vote in for Daryl as a co-host with you there. Enjoying you guys. Make a good team. Make a good team.
Thank you.
He's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, he doesn't have... You don't need to go out and get your own show. You just need to sit in there in the second seat and balance off that other guy.
Yeah, I'm happy to be Michael's co-pilot. It's a very enjoyable ride.
Yeah. Okay. Just one question. One point here, and I'll let you go. Is that I haven't ever heard except one. One lady by the name of Sybil Edmonds mentioned that nobody ever talks about is that when you think about it on 9/11 Tuesday morning, what was it, about 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody's at work. And they tell us that only 3,000 people, got hit that day, when she said, I think it was 50 to 80,000. You think about it. How many people fill up those buildings? So anyway, I'll let you go and take my answer off the air.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. Well, you know, what's the name of it's like that warning signal that goes out, you know, like a red alert that the Jewish people had, and they called it something, and it's on their cell phones. What's the name of that? Do you remember that, Tom? Or you remember that, Daryl?
No, I don't. I've actually heard this before, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a Jewish warning system. So I don't know how many Jewish people work in the World Trade Center, but I know they all got warned. Of course, they deny it. And I can't remember the name of it. It's a special warning system that Jewish people have as an app on their phone. So that could be part of the answer, Tommy. I don't know the entire answer. But that said, you know, really quick, Daryl, before we close out here, the YouTube censorship, Mike Adams, a health ranger, Tom Lockavere, I mean, all of these people are getting kicked off of YouTube. Their reports, especially lately on this Florida shooting, are taking down almost as quick as they're putting up, and they're getting their accounts suspended or terminated over this. So they're working overtime trying to keep the truth from getting to the American people, or the people of the world, for that matter. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, my thoughts on it were that this is a marker. This is an indicator for a consolidation of power. And I would highly, I'm very suspect that this is a prelude to a bigger controlled operation inside job event where they can control the narrative, and it makes perfect sense to me. That's my speculation anyway, so.
Yeah, okay, well listen, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you so much for spending the time that you did today with us. And I meant what I said. I want you to ponder coming up with me as a shotgun riding co-host one day a week. I did the same thing years ago for Alan Watt. I did the same thing for Don Nikoloff, and I'm offering the same to you, my friend. So you think it over, all right? I'll call you after the show. All right, folks, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in.
All right.
See you same time, same station tomorrow. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, and my shotgun riding friend, Daryl, thanks you as well. Stay out of trouble.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.